Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Movement Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. My good friend Keith McGrath invited me over to his house, and there's just been people coming in and in all day long. So here's another special guest. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name's Pat Maya. I lived in Fort McMurray for about 15 years. I work with a company called Morgan Construction.
Okay.
For those people in Fort McMurray, probably know us better as CRC, which is Christina River Construction.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that's our partnership with the Fort McMurray First Nation. So
yeah,
all of our work in the oil sands,
yeah,
is executed with them.
Okay, and primarily what does that company do? What kind of work do you guys do at home for everybody at home who might not know?
Yeah, so we're a civil earthworks contractor. We perform civil construction on Suncor site, St. Crude, Fort Hills.
Okay.
A lot of the SAGD sites.
Mm-hmm.
Further south towards Aklavish.
Okay. Now, before we started filming, you were telling me that you moved here after you finished college or university. So where did you move from originally?
Yeah.
The root of my question, I guess.
Originally from just outside Montreal, Quebec.
Okay.
Moved here back in 2004, I believe it was.
Right.
Right out of university. Fort McMurray was the talk of the mining industry at that time, and
right.
I studied mine engineering, so it seemed like a logical move.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, it's fascinating to me. I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray. So it's fascinating to me how people end up hearing about this community and coming, because for so many years, I think now it definitely is on the world stage and people hear about us more often than not. But back in like the early 2000s, 80s, 90s, like, we're in the middle of nowhere. So in your program, did they talk about us? Or like, how did that all come to fruition?
Yeah, during my program, Fort McMurray was kind of the highlight of the mining industry at that time. So our schooling was very much focused on it.
Okay.
Being a young engineering graduate, every dollar counts at that time.
Yeah.
And you can make $1,000 extra coming here a year. So.
That's right. Cool. So when you decided, okay, Fort McMurray, I've heard it in school, this is where I want to be, what's next? Are you applying for jobs while you're in school? Are you just like, you know what, I'm just going to get up there and see what happens? Like, what's the next step?
Yeah, no, again, very fortunate, the timing, pure luck, really.
Yeah.
Suncor at that time was on a hiring spree for young engineers.
Oh, okay.
And they were actually offering people roles within the company prior to graduation. So I think it was my third year of university, I signed an employment contract with Suncor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just had to pass at that point, right?
Nice. Well, that takes a lot of like the pressure off of schooling as well in regards to so many people go to school not knowing, is this going to pan out for me or not? So that was a nice little bonus to be like, you know what? I just got to study hard to make sure I pass.
Yeah.
But at least I know like that there's some funds coming in at the end of the 4, 6, 7, whatever, how many years it takes you to finish that degree.
Yeah, it, again, pure luck, but it sure was a nice thing. It felt good at that time.
Nice.
Not having to worry about school bills.
So when you came up to Fort McMurray, it was in a swing of like, you were right in the middle of that boom. What are your memories when you first got up here?
the stress I had was trying to find a home for me and my wife at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just crazy there. I remember we bought our first house over in Thickwood,
okay, a
small town house. And then when we were trying to, when we were starting our family and trying to upgrade at that time,
yeah,
I believe it was 2008, 2009, Eagle Ridge was just starting to get
built. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And you literally, houses would come on the market from builders and you'd have to go get in lineups to go get them.
That's right.
And I worked out at site, so I could never go. But my wife, before she'd go to school, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
She would go at like 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is really early for my wife.
That's right.
And try to get in lineup to buy a house.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah. There'd be a lineup of a dozen people trying to buy a house.
That's right.
Really, you know, on the work front, just some really cool work. I mean, some of the most exciting, largest projects happen up here. Like
it's right.
It's a micro economy that has macro implications.
Yeah.
And as a young person building your career, you just get to see a lot of really cool, fascinating stuff early in your career.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Before we carry on, we got to shout out a sponsor. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Appreciate your ongoing support. Yeah, you're right. Like growing up in this community and being able to work in the oil sands industry myself before I started my marketing company. Phenomenal opportunity of what you get to see and what you get to do. And like you said, it's such a small community with so many, not that many individuals working here, but the implications are drastic. The company I used to work for was Accurin. That was the last official company. I used to do human resources. So I was the HR manager for Accurin. And some of the programs and policies that we implemented here in Fort McMurray were taken globally to the rest of the organization. Right. And you don't think about it as like, you're a younger guy like myself. At that time, you were even younger and you're thinking, how the hell is what I'm going to do? Like broadcast it out to the rest of like industry. It's mind-boggling what Fort McMurray actually accomplishes.
It really is. And it's it's a part of the reason it's got such a special place in both mine and my wife's heart. Like we try to get back for some of the big events here. We still have a lot of friends here.
Right.
And you know, because it's got that kind of melting pot, and we were talking earlier about people coming from everywhere, and
yeah,
it has a very special community feel here that I haven't quite gotten elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My thought process with it is there's a few like myself who were born and raised here, but for the most part, everybody comes from somewhere different. And so I feel why it's so friendly. And a big component is the East Coast component. East Coasters are so friendly, but is because people can recognize, hey, I was that person a few months ago or a few years ago. So they're more accepting in regards to, hey, nobody's family's here for the most part. I know it's hard to get started. Let me help you because somebody helped me. And I feel that kind of mentality just like is in the foundation of Fort McMurray.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you see Thanksgiving celebrations, Christmas celebrations. Mm-hmm. Up here, it's not just family, it tends to be friend gatherings, and
people are
inviting people that they know are new to town and don't have family to celebrate, and
they
bring everyone together. That's one really positive memory I have in my early days here was those holiday get-togethers with just random people,
man. That's right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, when you go over to a buddy's house and he's like, hey, come over for some drinks after like Christmas Eve. Man, you're like, all right, and you just show up and you're like, this is your family? He's like, no, this is a guy I work with. Yes, that's my uncle. Oh, I don't even know who the hell that person is. You know, like, all right, you just meet people. So you got off the plane earlier this morning. What brings you to Fort McMurray?
I was fortunate enough, your friend Keith McGrath and my friend invited me to the NABBA event this evening.
Oh, right on.
So feeling very fortunate to get to attend that tonight.
Very cool.
That's really why I came here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Yeah, their AGM this evening. I'll be there as well. It's always a good time seeing all of the different partners and the everybody who supports NABA and the community get together and find out like all the great things that they've been doing over the year. So last year was crazy, man. Were you there last year?
No, I haven't been since I left town in 2019.
Last year they announced how much support the indigenous community in Fort McMurray actually gives back to the not-for-profits in Fort McMurray. It was a staggering, amazing number to see the involvement. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the discussion topic is today. But last year's was pretty spectacular. So it'll be good to go down there again.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Now listen, man, the show is a short one, and that's good for the guests, because, you know. But before I cut anybody loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Anything. We've had people shout out their car, their mom, their favorite song, anything. So you could shout out anything.
I'm going to give a big shout out just to the community of Fort McMurray. You know, even though my wife and I don't live here anymore, we truly do feel that it has helped us get on our feet, give us a step forward in life. And it's something we'll forever be grateful for. And it's a community we'll never forget.
There we go. That's an awesome shout out, my man. Well, listen, everybody at home, thank you. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. I do appreciate you tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. Also to Carrie from Patchouli to Rose, thank you for your support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.